Hi, my name is Johnny Blue. I'm 16 years old, and I live, or lived, in a small town called Bedford, Kentucky. I left home just a few months ago. I realized that my parents couldn't feed me anymore. My dad lost his job, and my mom was working triple shifts. I realized the best thing to do was leave, so my little sister could get a bite or two more to eat every night. I enjoyed riding the rails for the first few weeks. Thrill, jumping on the trains, wild adventure, meeting all these new people. But then I realized it was awful. Scraps of food, no money, and dirty, always dirty. I always was a lone wolf, and now I keep to myself still. Sometimes I'll sit and chat with some others, but normally I just lay back on the roof of the train and watch the sky. Today, I woke up really cold. I'd slept with a group of other kids for warmth, but it didn't really work. We had slept next to the track, outside of some town on some makeshift grass, twig, and leaf beds. Was this one of them hobo jungles? I think it was. Some guy was sitting across from me. What was his name? Sam. Yeah, that must have been it. Hey, I'm Johnny, I told him. He said he knew that already, and I said I was sure his name was Sam. He said it was. He offered me some crusty bread, and I said thanks and gnawed away at it. He said I should go to the Salvation Army, because they had food and a place to sleep. I thought about it as I told him I was going to go into the little town down the track. I don't have much either. If I did have anything, I would sell it for food, most likely. No, I just got my worn-out shoes, my dirty ripped pants, and a faded, sweaty shirt. I'm already looking for a job, too. Always concerned about where my next meal is going to come from. Or whether the train police will find me. Or maybe I'll fall off a train and die. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. I just do what I got to do to survive. Maybe I should go spend a few days with the Salvation Army, so I can at least think about what to do and stop being a knee-shaker. I'm awfully hungry today. I passed through a town today and hopped off the train looking for some money. I knocked on the door to some fancy house, hoping for some food or money, and a man opened the door, looked at me with disgust, and slammed the door in my face. I fell back and cracked my head on the dirt. Still hurts. I think he called me a bum, too. Am I a bum? Maybe. I don't like that man very much. I'm sad. I want to go home to my mom and my dad and my little sister. I'm always scared, dear, that I'll get caught, and today I almost did. I was just sitting on top of a train, thinking, when a hand shook my shoulder. Another kid was looking at me and telling me to be quiet. It was awfully dark and terrifying. The lights from the station where we had stopped were dim, but I heard voices. It was the police. They had found us. Or so I thought. Really, they hadn't, and they just let the train go on. But I thought I was going to jail. Now, maybe jail isn't so bad, after all. Warm food, warm bed, and a place to sit and sleep. I hopped off a train today, hoping to find some place to sleep, and I found the Salvation Army. Everyone let me stay a while. 2 days and enough meals to keep me full. No more. I can't live like this anymore. Always taking from others and borrowing and traveling. I think I heard something about the CCC, or the Civilian Conservation Corps. They give jobs out to guys like me and let us work for money. I think I'll do that. At least I can make enough to get through these horrible times.